My name is Uche Ali and I host a podcast called My Marriage Podcast. This is a podcast for men to help them to become a better, loving husband, and for women to find their voice so that they can enjoy and not endure their marriage. Remember, you can support this podcast with your donations. Please visit my Patreon page at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. Thank you for donating and thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, and welcome to my marriage podcast. On today's episode, I'll talk about how to handle abuse in your marriage. If you are a victim of abuse in your marriage, what are you supposed to do? So we'll talk about that on today's episode. Now, when it comes to abuse, a lot of people, you know, the first thing that comes to their mind is physical abuse. But then there's another type of abuse called emotional abuse. So apart from physical abuse, there's also emotional abuse. And emotional abuse is even more worse than physical abuse, in my opinion, because you cannot see the pain, you cannot see the scar, is internal, and you know it keeps on hurting the victim without even other people, you know, feeling the pain of this person. And now you see, when it comes to abuse, you know, it goes both ways. The man can be a victim of abuse in the marriage. The woman can be a victim of abuse in the marriage. But statistics have shown that women are mostly the victims of abuse in marriage. And this brings us down to the question of how do you treat your wife as a man? There are some men today, you know, when they are outside their home, they are very nice to other women. You know, they talk to them in a calm manner. They are ready to, you know, to offer them a helping hand. But when they come back to the house, their case is different. They cannot do the same for their wife. So if you're a man, I would like you to ask yourself right now at this moment, how do you treat your wife? Can you be bold enough to say that you treat your wife very well, that you are not abusing her both physically and emotionally? Can you say that? If you cannot answer yes to that question, then you really need to change. Because, you know, a lot of women today that are going through depression in their marriage is due to the abuse that they have suffered or even still suffering in the hands of their husband. And so you need to ask yourself, how are you treating your wife? Now, you might not be abusing your wife physically, but if you are abusing her emotionally, it's also as worse as you laying your hands on her. Because those words that you say to her that stabs her heart can affect her mental health. It can make her feel extremely depressed. It can make her to hate life. It can make her, you know, to have suicidal thoughts. It can make her to lose her self-esteem. So you might be looking at it from your own standpoint that, okay, after all, I'm not even laying my hands on this woman. But the way you speak to her really matters a lot. What you say to her really matters a lot because it can change her life forever. So it is very important for you to ask yourself, how am I treating this woman? Am I showing her love? Am I showing her care in the way I speak to her? Or do you talk to her anyhow in public, in the presence of people? You talk to her as if she's worth nothing to you. Remember what Jesus said in the Bible. Jesus said, do unto others exactly the way you want them to do unto you. So you need to ask yourself, the way I'm treating this woman, will I be happy if I'm also being treated in that same way? Because sometimes, you know, you treat people in a manner that if they give you the same kind of treatment, you will not like it. So you need to ask yourself, the way I'm treating this woman, will I be happy if I'm being treated this way? Or will I be happy if my sister is being treated this way? Will I be happy if my mother is being treated this way? Will I be happy if my aunt is being treated this way? So you need to ask yourself. Remember, your wife is your better half. She is your better half. Any way you treat her, just know that you are giving yourself that same treatment. And same goes for the woman, because there are also women who are very abusive in the relationship. They're very abusive. The way they speak to the man, they use the words of their mouth to stab the man. Some are even ready to fight the man, you know. It goes both ways. But why I'm, you know, concentrating or emphasizing more on the men is because statistics have shown that women are mostly the victims of abuse in marriage. And that is why I am concentrating or directing, you know, this mostly to men. Treat your wife exactly the way you like to be treated. Talk to her respectfully. You know, respect is reciprocal, you know. You want her to respect you. You also need to respect her by the way you talk to her. There's a way, you know, you can't talk to her in public, in the presence of people. Even in private too, there's a way you can't talk to her. You can't talk to her in a demeaning manner. You can't talk to her in such a way as if she's worthless, she's worth nothing. No. You must learn to talk to your wife politely. You must learn to talk to your wife respectfully. You must learn to talk to her as if she's a human being first before being your wife. It is very important. It all goes to show that you have empathy. It all goes to show that you have feelings for your wife. You know, you take into consideration her feelings in the way you speak to her. So it's very important. Now, having said that, now if you are a victim of abuse in your marriage, what should you do? Well, first and foremost, if the abuse is physical, you need to leave that marriage immediately. This is not even something to think about. This is not even something to debate about. It's not up for debate. If you are going to physical abuse, you need to leave that marriage immediately because your life is in danger. And, you know, if in the process of this physical abuse, you know, you lose your life, what happens to your spouse? Your spouse might end up, you know, going to jail, life imprisonment, or also losing his own life in the hands of the law. Then what happens to your children? So if you are going through physical abuse, the first thing is to leave that environment immediately. You have no business still remaining in that environment. Sometimes some women will say, well, I'm staying there because of my children. Oh no, you are not. You are not. If you really love those children, you wouldn't stay in a marriage where you are being abused. You are exposing those children to violence. And what you don't know is that is affecting them mentally. By the time they grow up and go into their own marriage, they start to become abusive too. So if you really love your children, you're going to leave that environment. And if you stay in there and your spouse end up killing you, tell me what will be the fate of those children. So if you're saying you're staying there because of the children, I'm telling you, that is a capital lie. You are not staying there because of the children. You are staying there because you're scared of leaving your husband. You're scared of leaving your abuser. You're scared of what the society will say. You're scared of what will the future be for you if you leave this man. You're scared of regretting. If I leave this man, is this a good decision for me? Or am I making a mistake? So you're scared. That is why you're still there in that marriage where you're being abused. So you need to take the right decision, which is you have to leave. But if it is emotional abuse, like I said earlier on, emotional abuse is also as dangerous as physical abuse. So what you need to do is, first of all, have a heart-to-heart discussion with your husband. Let him know and understand that the way he talks to you, you know, the way he treats you, you don't like it, that is affecting you emotionally. Talk to him. If after trying severally to talk to him, but there's still no changes, my dear, the same thing I said for the physical abuse also applies here. Leave that relationship. Because someone who is abusing you emotionally, I tell you the truth, that person doesn't love you. If that person loves you, he wouldn't want to abuse you emotionally. And for the fact that you have even discussed this with him and he's still doing it, he's no longer doing it out of ignorance, he's doing it intentionally, he knows what he's doing, then there is no love there. If you continue staying there and you continue being abused, you're going to suffer depression, and the worst might even happen. You might end up taking your life. So why will you put yourself in such a situation? I'm not saying that it is a very easy decision to take. It's not. And even when you leave, it's not as if it's going to be very easy for you. You're going to be going through a roller coaster of emotions. Some days will be good for you. Some days you will feel so depressed. But I tell you, it's still better for you to leave than staying with your abuser. Because when you leave, you will start healing from the pain. And you will even be able to parent your children very well from outside that environment of being abused. So it is better for you to leave the abuser. And maybe that will even help the abuser to go and get therapy, so that he will become better. But staying in there, going through physical abuse or emotional abuse, you are not helping yourself, you're not helping your children, you're not helping your spouse. So it's time for women to become wiser. You can't stay there and be saying you're staying there because of your children. That is a capital lie. If you love those children, you are going to leave and then find some people that can, you know, help your spouse to go and get help, to seek professional help. So this is what you should do. If you are a victim of, you know, abuse in your marriage, and for you who is the abuser, it is better for you to go and get a professional help. Go and seek professional help. Go for therapy to help you. Go for anger management. Sometimes it can be true because you can't control your anger that you are becoming abusive. Because if you don't go and seek professional help, I tell you, where this will land you, you might not like it. You might end up killing your spouse. You might end up destroying your marriage. You might end up destroying a beautiful home that you have built for how many years. So if you are the abuser, go and seek help, because you are about to destroy the life of another human being because of the actions that you are taking. It is not enough to plead and say, oh, sorry, I won't do that again. You cry, I will not do that again. If you don't go and get help, I tell you, when that anger comes again, you will not know when you would descend on your wife. You will not know when you start saying those words that will hurt and stab her heart. So you need to go and get professional help. You need to go and see a therapist that can help your situation. So by doing this, you safeguard yourself, you safeguard your spouse, you safeguard your children from being in an abusive environment. And when you do this, you're going to have a successful and happy marriage. Thank you for listening to today's episode of My Marriage Podcast. Remember to subscribe so that you get notified when a new episode is out. Check out for a new episode every Monday on Move TV if you are in Nigeria and on Friday on your favorite podcast app. Remember that you can help this podcast to grow by sharing it and also by letting others find it when you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast app. Please also support My Marriage Podcast by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. You can also find My Marriage Podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Blu-ray, Speaker, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, YouTube, and any other podcast app. Connect with me on Instagram at mymarriagepodc1 and on email at maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Before I go, I would like to say that the joy stealers will never steal the joy in your home, that the home breakers will never break your home, that your marriage will last forever, and you will keep on finding peace and joy in your home. In Jesus' name, amen.